What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
Hey guys, before we jump into it here today, quick announcement for you. The week of November 11th, which is coming up really fast, I'm doing a couple of live free webinar trainings on Facebook and Instagram ads. This training is for online experts. In other words, you are a course creator, you're an online educator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, etc. This training is called Facebook and Instagram Ads 101, three strategies for creating effective and profitable ads that get results. So if you'd like to register for a time that works best for you, I'm going to be doing a couple different times to make it convenient for you. rickmulready.com/live training. Again, the link is rickmulready.com/live training. If you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating effective and profitable Facebook and Instagram ads, then this training is going to be for you. I'm going to be taking through my exact step-by-step process that I feel all online experts need to know if you want to be generating profitable leads and sales. And also, I'm going to be sharing the common mistakes that I see most people making with their ads and how you can avoid them. I'm also going to be doing live Q&As on each of the trainings. Okay. So to sign up for a time that works best for you, go to rickmulready.com/live training. Okay. Let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome back to the show. Super appreciate you coming and hanging out with me today. Hope all is going well, whatever you're up to right now. I am Rick Mulready, and I'm here to help online experts grow and scale your business so that you can reach and help more people, so that you can amplify your impact. And when you do all those things, my friends, not only do you get to increase your revenue in your business, but you and your audience that you're helping get to have better lives in the process. So before we get into today's episode, quick update for you. People are always asking and wanting updates on how things are going with my daughter, Maya. She's doing amazingly well. At the time this episode is coming out, she's just about to turn 11 months, and man, she is growing up so fast. I've been having a hard time with it, where because she's changing so fast that I just kind of want her to stay this little baby, but you know, obviously I can't control that. But at the time recording this, she hasn't walked yet, but she is so close. And who knows, by the time this episode comes out, maybe she will have walked. I really think that with the next couple of weeks here, I'm recording this right now on October 29th. Yeah. And she's so close. I actually thought she was going to do it the other day, but I would say within the next 3 or 4 weeks, she's going to take her first steps, which is just going to, just crush me in a good way. My wife and I recently booked, we're going to go back to New Hampshire in November, just in a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving. And we've never traveled with her on an airplane. We're both super, super nervous about it. We have no idea what to expect. It's going to be an adventure. But my older sister hasn't met her yet. And my oldest nephew, well, none of my nieces or nephews, I have three nephews and a niece, they haven't met her at all. And my mom and my younger sister have only seen her and met her once. And so we're going to fly back and spend a few days in New Hampshire later this month. So wish us luck. I'll give you an update on how it goes. And so anyway, today I want to take you through an exercise that can drastically improve the results of your Facebook and Instagram ads. This is an exercise that I've actually gone through with quite a few people in different trainings that I do. I also took at my recent live retreat that I did for the October group of my Accelerator Mastermind, I took them through this exercise and it blew their mind. And this exercise is part of what I call the upfront work that you really need to be doing before you even open Facebook's Ads Manager to set up your ads. Now, the problem here is I still see most people not taking the time to do this. And the reason they did, I find that they don't do it is because it does take some time and you really have to think through things. And what I mean here is this exercise has everything to do with your target audience and fully understanding your target audience. Probably right now you're like, Rick, I know my target audience. Yeah. Come on, tell me something I don't know. Well, you know, you hear all the time about understanding your ideal customer avatar, which is very important, yes, but when it comes to running ads, you need to take your ICA, quote unquote, your ideal customer avatar, a step further and subsegment your ideal customer. Okay? I'm going to repeat that again. You hear all the time about you have to have an understanding of your ideal customer avatar. People say call it the ICA. I feel like that's the cool term to call it, which is very important. It is. But when it comes to running ads, I want to encourage you to take it a step further. Take your understanding of your ICA a step further and subsegment your ideal customer. Okay. So here's what I mean. At my recent live retreat with one of my Accelerator Mastermind groups, one of the members, her name is Nicole Burke, and she runs a site called Gardenary.com, Gardenary. And it's this amazing website and community of people interested in gardening, teaching people how to garden and even grow gardening businesses. It's awesome. Okay. And so you would think that, and it is true, that her target audience is people who are interested in gardening. Plain and simple. Cool. Yes. People who are interested in gardening. Now, what would happen if there was one message to people who are interested in gardening? Wouldn't you think that there's different levels of people, if you will, who are interested in gardening? So we did this exercise. I used her as an example at the retreat, and I mapped all this out. And so what we came up with, there's actually four subsegments of people who make up her ideal customer avatar, because her ideal customer avatar is people who are interested in gardening. And then, of course, you usually give that person a name and an age and all this other stuff. But what I'm talking about here is subsegmenting people who are interested in gardening. And the first subsegment that you come up with is people who are interested in gardening, but have no clue where to start. Okay. People who are interested in gardening, but have no clue where to start. So that's one audience. That's one subsegment. Another subsegment would be people who try and grow plants, like succulents, for example. This was an example that they brought up, but they always kill them. And my mom, God love her, is not a green. She does not have a green thumb. She always kills plants. That was kind of the joke growing up, that my grandmother was awesome at growing plants. My mother, on the other hand, did not inherit that green thumb. Okay. So she would fall into the second subsegment of audience. People who try and grow plants, like succulents, for example, but always kill them. And succulents, apparently, from what I understand, are the ones that like don't take a whole lot of water and I could be completely butchering this right now, but it's the ones that are supposed to be pretty easy to grow, but apparently it's very easy to kill them. I don't know. So that's the second sub-segment of audience, right? The third sub-segment of this audience is people who have had some success and now want to take their gardening to the next level. So that's the third sub-segment. And then we came up with the fourth one. People who are, you know, really good gardeners, and now they want to start a gardening business. Pretty cool, right? So four sub-segments of the audience of people who are interested in gardening. People who are interested but have no clue where to start. People who try and grow plants like succulents, for example, but they always kill them. The third, people who have had some success and now they want to take their gardening to the next level. And the fourth, people who want to start a gardening business because they've had a lot of success. They love gardening and they're thriving in it. Now, wouldn't you agree that each of these groups of people would require a different conversation? The conversation you're having with people who are interested in gardening but have no clue where to start is very different from the people who want to start a gardening business. That's a very different conversation. But yet, the problem, the mistake that most people make is, number one, they don't do this sub-segmenting exercise, and they have one conversation to people who are interested in gardening, and they don't segment that conversation. That is a huge lost opportunity, right? Because in addition to that, in addition to wanting to have different conversations, different messaging for each of these groups of people, this is also going to be different target audiences for each of these groups as well, right? And so here's what I mean by that. And this first one, I have no idea. I don't remember. I should have written it down so I could share it with you. But for the target audience that people who are interested, oh, first of all, what I recommended to Nicole, I was like, wouldn't like HGTV be like the right target audience for all four of these? And she was like, oh, no, no, no. You know, and I was like, okay, cool. It shows you what little I know about this this niche. But for the people who are interested but have no clue where to start, there was some website and community of people. I don't remember the name, but Nicole mentioned this community and was like, definitely I would target this particular audience for that segment of people. People who are interested in gardening but have no clue where to start. Okay. So for the people who try and grow plants like succulents but always kill them, she mentioned that people who are interested in Joanna Gaines from the show Fixer Upper on HGTV would be a good audience for that. And I could be getting these wrong, but you get the point here, right? So Joanna Gaines' interest on Facebook would be good for that audience. Then for the audience of people who have had some success in their gardening and now they want to take their gardening to the next level, now we're looking at the people who are interested in like things like Southern Living Magazine or Joanna Gaines also. And then finally, on the fourth audience, people who want to start a gardening business, I think she said something about Home and Garden magazine or Home and Garden website. I think that was the one. But the point here is you have different audiences and different targeting for each one of these subsegments of your audience. And within each of these audiences, you want to be sure that you're testing different angles in your messaging. Some people call this a hook. Right. So how are you speaking to, how are you getting the attention to that specific audience when you target Joanna Gaines, for example? Because there's a ton of people who are going to be interested in Joanna Gaines, but you're trying to reach those people who try and grow plants like succulents, but always kill them. Right. And so you want to make sure that you come up with the different angles.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
And so, for example, for that audience I just mentioned, for people who try and grow plants, but they always kill them, one angle might be succulents are the easiest plants to grow. So why are yours not making it, or something along those lines? Another angle might be tired of your plants dying no matter what you do to grow them. So now you have something to build off of. You have an angle, different angles for each audience that you're reaching when you target these different targets. Okay. Also, when you're thinking about your messaging and your angle, be very clear on what the transformation that's possible for that audience is. For example, like thriving plants that grow effortlessly might be a transformation, or, you know, something along the lines of more happiness when you have thriving plants around you, or, you know, growing a business based on your hobby that you love. These are transformations that are possible when you get good at gardening, or when you're able to grow these plants and stuff like that. You know, Nicole, if you're listening right now, I'm probably butchering a lot of this, but I'm trying to make a point here. Hopefully this point is getting across. Now you're probably asking, all right, I get it, Rick, but how would I set this up actually inside of ads managers? Well, I would break these audiences up into different ad sets and then have, say, 3 to 5 different ad types and angles in the messaging for each of the ad set to test out. And I would be doing both video and image ads to test out to see what resonates the most, what performs the best, etc. But this all starts with, number one, who is your target audience? But then can you subsegment people within that target audience? Because the messaging and how you speak to each one is going to be very different, as well as the different target audiences. So remember, just going back up to the fourth example, like people who want to start a gardening business. Well, home and garden, if home and garden is that, you know, that type of target audience that is going to attract that type of more advanced person. If I'm targeting home and garden and it's a person who has no clue what they're doing or even any of the terms, that might not work, right? It might not align with that target audience. might be a little bit too advanced. Now, would I test it? Probably. But it's about aligning the segment of audience that you're trying to reach to speak to that person, having the specific conversation with that person, and what target audience is most applicable to that specific subsegment of your audience. Now, here's another example from my own business, right? So I have my Foundations Facebook and Instagram ads program. And I'll just kind of give you a very simplified example, right? So I want to reach people who are early on in trying to learn Facebook and Instagram ads. Now, I could break that audience down into, and this is for online experts, by the way. So my audience for Foundations is online experts, and you're trying to make Facebook ads, Facebook and Instagram ads work for your business. How do you create a winning Facebook and Instagram ad, one that gets you results? So I could break that down even further, and one audience might be people who have never done Facebook and or Instagram ads, and they want to learn how to do it because they know that they need to be running ads for their business. And another audience might be people who are already running ads, but they're not getting the results that they want. You know, they have learned a little bit. They've gotten in there. They've started testing, which is awesome, but they're not getting the results that they want quite yet. So that's two different conversations, right? I don't want to have a conversation to the people who are already running ads, but they're not getting the results that they want, to people who have never done ads before and they want to learn. That's a different conversation. And so now that I've identified what the two subsegments are, I can come up with start coming up with different angles for my messaging. You know, don't know where to start, not sure why your ads aren't getting the results that you want, unsure of what all the ad stats mean, you know, just different ideas there for different angles in my messaging. And when I say messaging too, like, I'm also talking about what you're doing in your video or in your image. Right. So for the people who are already doing ads, but they're not getting the results that they want. Well, I mean, I could do an image, for example, of like Facebook's ads manager and have it kind of like a cartoony type of look, which I've used in the past. Well, someone seeing that image of what looks like ads manager, someone who has never done ads before, isn't going to know what that means. Someone who has done ads before is probably going to be like, oh yeah, I recognize that. And then it aligns with my messaging, right? So that's what I mean, where use your messaging, use your image, use your video to speak to the audience that you are trying to reach and test the different angles of that messaging. Okay. Now, as far as setting this up, again, I would do the same thing. I would break these audiences up into different ad sets and then have 3 to 5 different ad types and angles for each ad set. And I would do both videos and image ads. And now, as far as the audiences go, this is where, for this example here, you know, I could have a lot of overlap. Right. So the people who have never done Facebook ads and want to learn, also the people who are running ads but not getting the results. You know, let's just say I want to target my friend Amy Porterfield. Well, within Amy's audience is going to be both of those types of people, right? And if you're within Amy's audience, shout out to you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Appreciate you. Now, you know, within Amy's audience is going to be both of those people. So I would target both different types of messaging to Amy's audience. And so I'm going to be reaching different people within that target audience. And so be thinking about your own business and your own target audience, your ideal customer avatar. How can you subsegment your ICA so that you can speak to each one of those subsegments and meet them where they're at, right? When you take time to do this exercise, now you're speaking to your target audience where they're at in your customer journey. And we talked about customer journey and your buyer's journey. Same thing here in the podcast 2 weeks ago, back on episode 330. Now you're not having one blanket conversation to your target audience. You're having specific conversations to the different subsegments of your audience, depending on where they're at in your buyer's journey. whether they're just beginning or whether they're more advanced and they're now they have different problems, right, than that person who is just starting out. That's going to be different conversations. Now, if you tell me, well, Rick, I only want to deal with the people who are just starting out and don't have any of these other things that are not more advanced. That's awesome. Just be very clear on that. And my guess there is you could still probably sub-segment that type of person. But the key here, regardless of how you approach this exercise, is make sure you're coming up with, number one, this understanding. And number two, this understanding is going to drive the different angles or the hooks of your messaging to try to speak to the different types of people within the target audience. Okay. Don't have one blanket message, one blanket conversation to your target audience, because it's a huge lost opportunity. And this is a mistake I see most people making. Okay. Now that you've listened to this, you're not going to make this mistake anymore. Doing this upfront work, doing this exercise, like we're talking about, can drastically, drastically improve the results of your ads. Okay. Yes, is how you set stuff up in Ads Manager important for the results of your ads? Absolutely. But this stuff here, if you think about it, this is marketing, right? This isn't specific to ads. This is, you know, this is advertising. This is marketing. This is understanding your target audience and having, you know, the conversation with the target audience member for your business, where they're at and meeting them where they're at. You know, we talked about in that customer journey episode, and this is the old adage of, you know, the right message to the right person at the right time. This is what you're creating by doing this exercise before you even get into Ads Manager. And we're not even talking about, you know, retargeting and stuff like that. You know, that's going to be a little bit outside the scope of what I want to accomplish with this episode here. But, you know, somebody who's already been introduced to your business and they've engaged with you, and then you turn around and go retarget them. Well, that's a different conversation as well. That's a different type of segment of your audience. So that should require a different conversation with them. Okay. So again, doing this upfront work, take the time to do it because it can drastically improve the results of your ads. And I'd love to hear from you. Are you going through an exercise like this before you run your ads? Are you taking the time to do this upfront work before you get into Ads Manager and start setting up your ads? Shoot me a DM on Instagram and let me know. I'd love to hear from you if this is something that you're already doing or that you haven't been doing and now you're going to start as a result of what you've learned here on the show. I'm at Rick Mulready on Instagram. DM me there. I'd love to hear from you and let me know. Now, before we go, guys, don't forget live free webinar training the week of November 11th, which is coming up really, really quickly. It's called Facebook and Instagram Ads 101, three strategies for creating effective and profitable ads that get results. This is for online experts. In other words, you are a course creator, you're an online educator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, etc. Okay. You could pick a time, because I'm going to do a couple different times that week, that works best for you at rickmulready.com/live training. I realize I say that really fast. Rick Mulready, RickMulready.com, rickmulready.com/live training. Okay. All right, my friends, coming up on the podcast, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Super appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for another episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about five simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.